Hello everyone, this is Holly, and I'm really happy, I'm really pleased to see, pleased, better than happy, but very pleased to see so many responses in a short time to this question, and want to caution everyone to be very careful and to realize that too good to me, too good for me, are different used in different contexts than too good to me, too good for me. The T-O-O, the too, makes an important distinction in how the expressions are used. And the question I'm asking is the difference between you're too good for me, you're too good to me. And I think Mikhail's explanation, don't know if those are his own words or if he found them in another source, but I think they state it clearly. You're too good for me implies that you are better than I am and that you would easily beat me in a competition. So an example I used with another learner was that you're playing a game and someone makes a move and ups their score, increases their score, ups their score by a strong margin. And so that leaves the losing opponent feeling miserable, feeling like a failure, feeling like they are less, like the other person is better, has more skill, more talent, maybe more luck, but they're too good for me. You throw your hands up in the air. You're too good for me. I can't play against you. I'll never win. A defeatist attitude. You're too good for me. Almost opposite from you're good for me. If a student says to me, you're good for me, I take that as a compliment. I take it to mean, I understand it to mean that the student might be saying, wow, you really treat me well. You're good for me. Your influence helps me. You are a benefit to me. Very different from, you're too good for me. If a student says that to me, I feel bad. I feel like, oh no, I've come across as someone better than thou, and I'm making someone feel less. Very, very different usages. You're good to me. You treat me nicely. You're too good to me. Can be said, not so much different accent as different tone, as Ratsan asked about. You're too good to me is often spoken as a sincere compliment. If I visit you, I could have, probably should have, said this to several LOOP members this past summer when I visited, and I was treated so royally. I was treated out to dinners. I was treated to tickets. I was treated to beautiful scenery that I would never, or certainly not likely, would not have been likely to have seen on my own without their help, their guidance. So you're too good to me would have been an appropriate thing for me to say as a high compliment, like, wow, you make me feel like a queen. You're too good to me. Sometimes, you're too good to me is spoken sarcastically. For example, if my husband were to come home after being gone for a week or two, or after a long, long day at work, exhausted, and he sits down for dinner, and there's a note on the table that says, I'm busy tonight, There's some cold chicken in the fridge. He might come and say, "You're too good to me," very sarcastically, meaning, "I expected better than this." So it can be spoken sarcastically, but more often, I think, or certainly many times, it means a very high compliment. "You're too nice, too kind. You give me more than I deserve to be given." So I hope this helps everyone think about these two expressions, or four expressions. And remember, there is a difference between "you're good to me," "you're too good to me." "You're good for me," "you're too good for me." Happy learning. Hope to read or hear some more examples. One other quick comment on one of the video links that Irina shared. There was an example of "this food is good to me," and much better verb choice would be "this food tastes good to me." "Good, this food is good to me" is a very awkward sentence in American English. Thanks for listening. Bye-bye.